This is the Good Things Guy podcast with myself, Brendan DeCue, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy. I'm on a mission to change what the world pays attention to. I truly believe that there's good news all around us, and I spend my time hunting down and reporting on the best good news stories from South Africa and the world. In the Good Things Guy podcast, you'll meet these everyday heroes and hear their incredible stories. She's a beacon of light in trauma counseling and life coaching, someone whose approach goes beyond the traditional realms of psychology, counseling, or coaching. With over 45 years of dedicated experience in her field, she earned herself an honorary doctorate about a decade ago, truly a tribute to her lifelong commitment to learning and growth. Her work is revolutionizing the way we perceive and address trauma, offering hope and healing to those who may have felt stuck in their struggles for far too long. So without further ado, a huge warm welcome to Dr. Barbara Johnson from Leadership Dimension Solutions. It's an absolute honor to have you on the Good Things Guy podcast today.
Brent, thank you for such a lovely welcome.
Absolutely. Dr. Johnson, your approach to trauma counseling and life coaching sounds truly groundbreaking. Could you please tell the listeners a little bit more about how your methodology differs from traditional practices?
Well, given that I have more than 45 years of personal development, I see people as completely unique and certainly not one size fits all. So when I was asked to do traditional registrations with particular bodies that wanted to compartmentalize my work into boxes around theory and academia, I said, no, I would rather not go that route because my people are seen as unique human beings, each with their own life circumstances that they see as very specific and very unique to them. So when you say life break changing, it is life changing. In fact, my clients most often, 99%, will walk out of my very first session already in a different space with hope again.
You speak about the 45 years that you've had in this journey. What initially sparked your interest in trauma counseling and life coaching?
Well, first of all, I never knew it was going to be trauma counseling, but I did know that as I became a mother 45 years ago, I needed and wanted to be the best person that I could be for the sake of my children. It was actually my daughter's birth that triggered that desire to move beyond the normal trainings out there and search and look for a holistic way of living, a holistic way of doing life, so I could role model to my child, my children, that holistic perspective.
One of the key points you mentioned is that PTSD clients no longer have to feel stuck. Could you elaborate on how your approach facilitates the sense of progress and freedom?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I think the best way I can describe that for you is to paint in your head a picture of a container of compost, if you will. And the compost represents that which has been, that which has been traumatic, that which has been the past, that which can create stuckness and post-trauma stress disorders. The beautiful piece of the work that I work with is the orchid and the flowering orchid at that, so that people, once they can visualize that perspective of their pain and their frustration, their anxiety, their aggression, their addictions, once they can realize that, in fact, it is useful, the hopelessness or the helplessness is transformed into hopeful and very useful. Now, if you can step into that space and see the orchid, then you can let go of the baggage very quickly.
I love that analogy of the orchid. It's quite beautiful. You mentioned addiction. And addiction is a complex issue that often involves cycles of relapse and recovery. How does your approach address the root cause of addiction? How do you deal with that?
Okay, so for myself, I'm very clear on I do not come in at cleanup stage. When a client has been cleaned of their addiction, their drugs or their alcohol or whatever it is, I do not get involved. I am too much of a softie to be in that space. But I do go into the space where there's a clearing, a space of about a week post the clean out that I can step into confidently. Because once the drugs and the alcohol has left the system, the human being is finding their space again, some more quickly than others, but certainly there's a space of something new, something explorative. I have worked in the last 15, 18 months with an addiction center. I've gone and spoken to probably in that time frame about 300 people. Every time I've been, they have said, "When are you coming back? We need more of you. I love what you're doing for us. This is so not what we get. This is so not the normal psychology. Tell, tell, tell." I ask questions. I evoke the person. I evoke the uniqueness. I evoke people by name. I evoke the humanity and the finding of self so that we can actually already in at least one session, we can move towards true self.
It's clear that you are absolutely passionate about what you do. You can hear it in your voice, and just speaking to you today is bringing me so much hope. How do you see trauma counseling and life coaching as vehicles for bringing people together and fostering their collective healing?
It's not always easy, Brent. It is still stigma oriented. It still has a place where people are too afraid to put their hand up and say, "I need help," particularly in corporate, because it's seen as a weakness. It's seen as I should be able to. But the truth of the matter is, we're never taught to. We're never shown how we can engage in life by asking about life. We have been conditioned in such a way that it's about tell, tell, tell. And as a result, what is the saddest part for me is that people are robbed of thinking. People are robbed of their uniqueness. People are robbed of wanting a better, bigger life. It astounds me when I ask the question, "What do you want?" That people are stuck in a place of limbo. The answer is not readily available. It is awkward. It is uncomfortable. It is painful for many.
But sometimes it's those awkward and painful conversations that we need to have within ourselves to really get through whatever that stuckness is that we're dealing with. What role does resilience play in the process of healing from trauma and overcoming life's challenges?
Well, resilience is part of the process because it's all very well having me stand in front of a class and assist. The real work happens when I'm not there, when they're in their bed, when they are sitting in the sun, when they are reflective. That's when the real work happens. So resilience is all about holding steady that there is a better way, that there is a helpful, hopeful, meaningful, purposeful, fulfilling way, that there's a whole lot more to life than we have been ever exposed to.
I want to shift the gear for a second, and I want to move on to your honorary doctorate that you received. How has that recognition influenced your work and perspective in the years since you've received it?
I can't really answer that because I've never really been one for titles. So I have a title. I'm very honored to have that title, but I've never like pushed it. Even when you introduced me this morning, Brent, that when you said Dr. Barbara Johnson, my first impulse was to say, oh, Brent, just call me Barbara. Because that's how I address my people. My people are not my patients. My people are my clients, and many of them become my friends. There is a humbling to that honorary doctorate. I'm honored by it. I never expected it.
Well, I think it's absolutely fantastic, and obviously it's credit for all of the good work that you're doing out there. If there's a listener that's tuned in this morning and they're feeling a little bit stuck, as you call it, what advice would you offer to someone who may be struggling with trauma or seeking guidance on this journey called life?
Oh, well, first things first, buy yourself a journal and a packet of 12 different color pens. Do that first and sit down with a cup of tea or a cup of coffee and write out how you're feeling. Secondly, give me a call. I'm just one phone call away. My number is 082-784 7656. I will juggle my diary to suit my clients. My clients' health, wealth, happiness, fulfillment is my priority. Because why? Because the passion of my soul are their children. My love for life comes through the children. And if mom and dad or adult in corporate has access to being unstuck, those children benefit.
Dr. Barbara, I am going to call you doctor. Thank you so much for being on the show today. Thank you so much for the good work that you do in South Africa and the communities and the people that you are helping. It's so important. People need to reach out. If someone's not feeling okay, it's okay not to be okay, but you do need to reach out. Sometimes we just need a helping hand to get us through our traumas and sort of hardships that we face in this life. So, Dr. Barbara, thank you so much for all the work you do and for being on the show today.
And for all the fantastic work that you do, Brent. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you to all of the listeners. Dr. Barbara did leave her number, so get in touch. And if you feel like it's a little bit too much to reach out to a doctor who deals with trauma counseling, just reach out to someone. There's always a helping hand at the other side of when you ask for help. As always, I want to wish you only good things. That's it. Wishing you only good things. And for more good things, visit www.goodthingsguy.com. Okay? Love you. Bye.